When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One, hey, what's up, suckers? It's time for a bonus episode of What Did We Watch? What did I watch? I watched a new film that took the nation by storm and an old film. The new film, The Woman King. Everyone loved it. Everyone's like, oh, this is so great. Female empowerment, you know, women being badasses. I didn't like it. I turned it off. I was bored. I'm sorry. I tried. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's see him fight. Let's see him do some stuff. The story just meandered. I didn't care. Yeah, she has a daughter that she was going to kill and she didn't kill. Okay, great. I turned it off. I don't know what happened after about an hour and a half. I said, I'm done. I don't care. Did not care for The Woman King. I rewatched because, ironically enough, someone said they're replaying 48 Hours down in the Bryant Park park for a movie last night that got rained out. And I happened to watch it on Sunday. I said I was on $5 for Vudu. I said, I haven't watched this in forever. Let's give it another go. 48 Hours is so overrated. Everyone says it's one of the greatest. It's so, because here's why, DQ. If you told me it's just a regular film, like it's just like a suspense, like a buddy cop film, it's all right. Not bad. Eddie Murphy, we all know Beverly Hills Cop is by far and away his best work. But when people try and argue that this is a comedy is when I lose my mind. I go, no. I want you to tell me the jokes. Where are the jokes in this film? You want to tell me where he goes, you know, singing Roxanne? That's not that cute. The funniest part was a quote I gave at the early the show where he walks in the redneck bar and does this thing. That's funny. I'm all on board for it. But other than that, the villains are just, the action is, Nick Nolte and him, what chemistry. He just yells at him. He's garbage. Show my giddy. He's a convict. He's going to treat him down. Fine. But if you paint this as a comedy, I'm not on board with it. It was just a regular old, like, hey, whatever, you know, it created the Lethal Weapon-esque buddy cop, you know, thing. Fine.
Lethal Weapon's definitely, it's superior, but I haven't watched 48 Hours in so long. I always, in my mind, hold it very high, but so wow.
I tell you what, my batting average when I first see stuff versus later on, my scores are always very close. I didn't really like it younger when I saw it. I go, I don't get it. It's not as good as everyone's saying it is. And as an adult, I go, it's fine. 5 out of 10 for that. Woman King. Don't rush.
Okay.
I don't understand why. I mean, I understand why they made the sequel, another 48 hours, but I think I saw it once. I heard it was so, I just don't remember about it. So Woman King, sorry, didn't strike a chord with me. And 48 hours, fine. Not great. Brittany Miggs, how about you?
So I have a couple for you. I'm a big horror movie buff. I recently saw Run, Rabbit, Run, which was on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I was excited because I like Sarah Snook from Succession and I liked it. I thought it was interesting. I didn't necessarily know what was going to happen. I thought it had a fun little twist. I was into it. I'll give you an unrecommendation. Also another horror movie, but it was The Night House. That's a 2020 movie, that I was excited about because Sarah Goldberg from Barry's in it. That started off really strong. I was excited. And then ending sucked, meandered, didn't tie up loose ends. It was weird. And then two more. I watch a lot of movies. saw the new All's Quiet on the Western Front.
How is that?
I fucking loved it.
Okay, it's my cue.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It was nuts. Incredible. And I'm not, I mean, I guess I do like a lot of war movies, but it was just, it was so well done. It was beautiful. It was heartbreaking. I loved it so much. Yeah. And then I rewatched Atonement, which is one of my favorite movies, and I cried and I loved it.
I've never heard anyone say, A, it's my favorite film, and B, I rewatched it. It's, I never saw it, so I don't have any kind of judgment here, based, but that's original.
It is. It's weird. I don't know. I rewatched it and it's just as sad as it always has been. And it's good and I love it. So
Brittany Miggs, you owe me a couple 1 to 10s in all those choices you just gave. So let's hear it.
Shoot. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. I have to go back. Okay. So Run Rabbit Run, I'll give that a solid 7.
All right.
A 7. Mm-hmm. The Night House, a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I was so mad at where that ended up. It had such potential. All's Quiet on the Western Front, I'm giving that a 10.
Wow. Bold.
I really liked it. And Atonement, I'm going to give a 10. It's one of my faves.
Okay. Fair. Dave Quist.
Quick, Brittany or Britt. My wife loves that movie.
Which
it is one?
One
of her Atonement. Yeah. She thinks she'll just throw it on randomly. You would not think, well, I think it's interesting to think of that movie. Is it really a war movie or is it really kind of a romance and then like a guilt thing? And then, because I've seen it, but just in terms of, I can see the appeal to like,
well, I was saying Western Front was the war movie. There is a lot of war in Atonement.
But not a lot, right?
Not the whole thing. I would say is like a tragic romance is right. What it is.
Yeah, yeah. Great. But it's interesting to hear you say that. Okay, so things I've watched. I was here last week and I defended The Godfather quite admirably, I might say so myself, but it got me intrigued, so I watched Godfather 2.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to talk about it. It's a 10 out of 10.
What do you prefer better? More? What do you prefer more, 1 or 2?
So I think 1 is the better movie overall, but I think the best parts of 2 are better than the best parts of 1.
Really? I prefer 1 through and through. If you listen up, I'll plug the own show too. Episode like 5 or whatever, very early on, Peter Garaci came on and explained why Godfather 2 is overrated. And his point was you could have taken everything, all the origin story from 2, thrown it into 1, make it like a 4-hour cut, and take all that Hyman Roth shit and cut it out. He said that would have been the absolute perfect movie. That's basically in a nutshell. I prefer 1. I mean, 2 is fantastic. It does lag a little bit.
Why am I making a 4-hour movie? Why would I do that? That makes no sense. But the stuff with the young Vito is so captivating.
That's great. Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. And then, of course, Michael's descent is becoming the devil.
Right.
I'm on HBO Max. I've never seen HBO or Eastbound and Down. So I'm into that.
Is it? Everyone says I love that, too. So I gotta hop on that.
So rating, I'm a little, as terms of 1 out of 10, I'll just say 7. I'm really liking it. But if you're not completely bought into the absurdity and dealing with Danny McBride and just absolute, speaking of unselfish, as we talked, or very selfish characters and not self-aware, this is just that times 1,000. So you got to buy into it or otherwise you're going to think it's ridiculous. But wife threw on Little Mermaid. She turned it off after 20 minutes, and I love her. So I'm just going to give that 10 because I didn't have to watch the whole movie.
And the new one?
Yeah. The new one. Yeah.
I haven't seen the new one.
I have no desire.
She's like, this is like the animated one, you know, the old one. That's like her thing. That's her that's her blankie, basically. And she hated this new one. And last one, this is a repeat that I mentioned. Paramount Plus, there's a show called Joe Pickett. It doesn't sound interesting. It's a story. It's sort of like a man and his family against a corrupt county.
Hmm.
Wife and I finished the first season, loved it. I thought it was great. It's a little paint by numbers, but there's more depth there. I think it's based on novels. Really well-drawn characters, good action. I would really recommend anyone watch season 1 Joe Pickett, at least. And I'm getting into season 2 probably tomorrow. And
how many seasons are there?
I think there's just 2.
So. Okay.
Yeah,
great stuff, guys. Thanks.
I give it like an 8. Sorry,
8. Okay. Oh, good. I was gonna say I needed the score there too.
8.
Thanks for hanging out, everybody. We appreciate you all. See you later next time. Aloha.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2 get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. All with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.